How many people out there have these self-limiting emotional problems, and how do these things limit them?
That's a really good question. I would say all of us have this to a certain extent. It might turn up in situations when we're just feeling stuck in some way. This is another way of looking at all of this. People are stuck in some way. These tools are really an opportunity to move from being stuck, moving through these blocks, and moving beyond avoidance. It might be as simple as procrastinating. When you really have negative things happening, but you are postponing taxes, it's the opposite of, as you kind of pull back and retract and shrink, people are stuck in past setbacks. This is a way to clear powerfully the past setbacks, install new positive programming, and put yourself out there. So it helps you to feel free to succeed at the highest levels. There was a client of mine that I can mention because I ended up on his show doing this. Rob Dyrdek has a couple television shows on right now. He is an iconic skateboarder, entrepreneur, and doing fabulous financially, helping other people, and a nice guy, funnier than heck, and extraordinarily successful. The two shows that he has out right now, one is Fantasy Factory, and the other one is Ridiculousness. Anyway, for an episode of Fantasy Factory called Banging on Fools, he called and he said, George, I want you to do what you did to me. You unblocked me for my success. I was holding myself back, and you helped me to earn about 1,000 times more than I was making. I want you to do what you did to me, to my co-star on the show, Drama, who is his cousin. So that was the episode. And what I did was a version of what I'm talking about from Code to Joy. And this was a combination of using some subconscious imagery, a little something that I'll talk about in a moment, to identify what's going on pretty quickly. It's called neuromuscular feedback, and it has to do with the organization of electrical energy in our body. So we shot the episode down in my office. This fellow, the cousin, who was pretty lost. He was, his character was his reality, which was he was not motivated. He hadn't found a passion. So we did this one treatment, and so the episode is Drama kind of finding himself, and he took off like a rocket. Rob wrote a quote for the new book, and he said, by the way, he made $12 million last year. So from zero to $12 million, even if it's gross, for starting a business line, by unblocking subconscious feelings of feeling like he can't trust himself or that he is powerless or that he is not worthy. That's what happens when you take off the brakes subconsciously. And that also happens whether it's health issues or interpersonal issues, so that if people were raised with in a family where there was not much love shown and they don't know how to open their heart to connect to someone, learning how to do that can change their lives just by removing that barrier, which is something that's pretty simple to